the voice of the family farmer, North Dakota Farmers Union.
North Dakota Farmers Union wishes all farmers a bountiful harvest this fall. Please be safe as you bring the crop in. Slow down, don't cut safety corners, and while you're working hard in the field, Farmers Union is working equally hard on the issues that impact your bottom line. Join them in making a difference for family farmers and ranchers. Go to ndfu.org to learn more.
The voice of the family farmer, North Dakota Farmers Union.
Alrighty, thank you. Hey, as we mentioned, got a couple of sprinkle or a little mist, maybe, just to the north of Langdon, 72. Devil's Lake is 68, but it's 91 in Pierre. Phillip, South Dakota at 93. Huron right now, you're 83. Let's check in with Central Life Sciences' Paul Drocke, Mr. Bug-Free Grains himself. Where are you at today, Paul?
I am sitting in the shade at Leola, South Dakota, and the wind is out of the southwest, and it's 82 degrees here.
All right. Leola is a lovely place to be, apparently.
Oh, you know, it was on the trip, so, yep, we're here today.
All righty. Well, tell us what you've been seeing out your window. Now, you drove up. Did you drive up from Colorado?
Yeah, I left on Monday morning, was up in winter. On Monday night, then up Kennebec and Presho through, went through Pierre up to Oneida to Mobridge last night, out to McLaughlin this morning, and now I'm headed to Foreman, North Dakota. And then I will be in Aberdeen tonight and headed back down south through Fulton and some of that area on Friday. Well, that'll be Thursday, and then Friday back home. So.
Wow. Well, we better play the song, Johnny Cash song. Paul's been everywhere, man.
Yeah. Or on the road again, one of the other.
That is so. The custom people I talk to down there in South Dakota, especially around Kennebec, they're pretty much all wrapped up. Are there any unharvested small grain fields in South Dakota?
I have not seen any at all this week. At this point, Mick, I think I actually saw some crews, headed south with the small grain equipment. I'm guessing they're probably headed south to swap heads out and get combines and stuff serviced and get ready to go for the next roll. So,
like with the military folks, we thank them for their service because a lot of farmers just huge fields of grain. What would you say? How would you categorize this year's crop? What did you see out the window, Paul?
I guess, one of the things I would say, Mick, is somewhat sporadic. It just depends upon where you're going to be at. I was in eastern Colorado last week in a couple of locations we were at. Just had some really challenging time frames. And one elevator, they took like 40% of the wheat in that they had the year before. But you go 10 miles down the road, and it's just the opposite. Quality has been good, through the South Dakota, where I've been this week. Good take on wheat. A lot of it, not a normal type of year where, a lot of it came in and got shipped right away. They didn't sit on a lot of the wheat. Some places are sitting on some, but they also shipped a lot of it right off the combine. So, normally they're going to sit on that a little bit longer than that. So.
Well, sporadic, a good, I guess we better call it an average or a better than average crop for a lot. How about the crop of bugs? What'd you see out there this year?
Well, every place I have been in the last, 3-4 weeks, I'm hearing the same thing every place I go, Mick, and that is that they are seeing bugs coming in into the elevators from the farmers' bins. Lot more activity than what we've typically seen, and for sure nobody likes to likes to see grain come in with bugs in and being rejected. So we have we have some opportunities from some different directions, some different avenues. Some of the elevators are set up to actually do what we call a rescue treatment with Sentinel and PBO8 to be able to take that grain in and treat right away to knock those bugs down and have enough residual in there to be able to then turn around and get that grain shipped. We are seeing some farms that are also doing the same thing, and so they're, you know, they're going to set up on farm to treat it. It's getting harder and harder to do the actual fumigation. So this is a user-friendly type way to do it, and to get those commodities taken care of as they try to deliver them, or if they're delivering them, then the elevators do it from that standpoint. So good stuff all the way around.
Yeah. What kind of bugs are you? What kind of grain bin bugs are out there this year?
Well, you know, when we're dealing with corn and mostly corn on that we're seeing a lot of challenges with, you're going to be looking at the true weevils. Those are the ones with the long snouts on them. And, you know, they're going to bore into those kernels, and they lay their eggs inside. I always say they spend at least three quarters of their life inside the seed, so they're harder to control. That's where our Sentinel PBO8, when we do apply that anytime that those bugs then come out of that kernel, you know, it will control them and kill them at that point, and, you know, be able to go forward. And with a, you know, 9+ month residual, you know, it's gonna clean everything up that's in that grain at that time. So mostly the true weevils.
Okay, all right. A good year for bugs compared to last year, or about the same?
I'm hearing more and more issues with bugs this year than I have in the past, and I did just celebrate my 10th year with Central Life Sciences, so you know I've seen a lot of different scenarios, and this is probably one of the worst ones that I've seen you know, this time of the year. And I think some of that is we're probably sitting on more grain, you know, whether it's on farm or off farm, than what we typically do. We're just going to see more of that. The good thing that we're looking at, well, it's going to be a double-edged sword, Mick, as we go into harvest this year, because we're sitting with more grain, particularly off farm, and there's a lot of places that are, you know, they're moving grain, making room for the fall harvest. And everything that I'm hearing, again, you know, I've been kind of West River this morning and, you know, skirting that line back and forth as I came up. The corn crop, the word that I got on the corn crop, if I was going to define it in one word, is excellent. Mm-hmm. The soybean crop is phenomenal. And out West River from Mobridge up, like in the McLaughlin area, sunflowers, they are looking at the best crop in the last 10 years. So there is going to be a lot of crop, and the, you know, the elevators are in on-farm storage. I mean, everybody is scrambling, trying to get things set up to be able to take that harvest. And that, of course, leads us into an opportunity also to make sure that when we do put that grain in the bins, whether it's on or off-farm, that we do a pre-treatment. We like to go in with our Dicon Plus and PBO8 and put that in there and do a good pre-spray and get that first barrier set up in the bin, so that if there are any bugs that are in there, that, you know, we can at least stop them from getting into that new crop right away and starting to do damage. So, yeah. And a good place to get and to look at is our website, of course, which is Bug Free Grains. And that's grains.com. And you can scroll through there and find, if you look underneath the product tabs, and there's just a host of information on that website. And also you can look underneath Find a Rep, which is going to be on the top right of the toolbar. And you can find, you know, myself, if it's South Dakota, Nebraska, some of those areas. Garrett Groves is up in Minnesota, North Dakota, Eastern Montana, but our phone numbers and everything are listed there. So,
gotcha. All right. Well, it's not very many companies where the goal and the way to get to achieve that goal is the website, bugfreegrains.com. All righty. Hey, well, Paul, thank you for the visit. I haven't checked in with you much. Talked to Garrett a couple of times this summer, but hey, good to check in with you. Enjoy the shade in Leola, and we'll see you in Foreman later.
All right. Thanks, Mick. You guys have a good day. And remember, always keep it safe.
We will. Thank you for that good advice and good reminder. Thank you. Paul Drocke, Central Life Sciences. Yeah, bugfreegrains.com.